When Weymouth was just 3 years old, his older brother named him Frolic, after a lost dog. That name suited him for the next 76 years. Frolic was an accomplished painter and an impish personality. In a 2012 interview, Weymouth said he befriended artist Andrew Wyeth as a teenager and studied at Wyeth's studio in Chasford.
First time I met him, my aunt took me out there to look at a painting. It was very embarrassing. I was about 14, 15 years old. And they looked at the painting. From then on, we were very, very close friends, because in those days, we were sort of the only realists in a long time, you know. It's nice to have a kindred spirit.
In 1967, Weymouth, heir to the DuPont fortune, bought 47 acres of land in the Brandywine Valley threatened with development. That was the start of his conservancy, which has since preserved 62,000 acres in Delaware and Pennsylvania. He also founded the Brandywine River Museum of Art, which has become a repository of the work of Andrew Wyeth. The CEO of the Conservancy and Museum, Virginia Logan, says he chaired the organization with a sense of whimsy.
In fact, I think his sense of humor was one of the keys to his great success. It just was infectious. It caused people to really enjoy working hard and generously supporting us and rally around whatever it was he was trying to get us to do.
The Brandywine Museum will display an exhibit of Weymouth's paintings in tribute until June 5th. That is a teaser of a much larger retrospective and catalog already in the works to be unveiled in 2018. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.